Don't forget you.
And, yeah, and thank you for all your lovely messages. More about that in the shout-outs. But also remembering Jack Haig, whose birthday would have been on the 5th of January, and Sam Kelly, whose birthday would have been on the 19th of December. Lots of, and John Louis Manzi, whose birthday would have been the 8th of November. Quite a few Sagittarians there. Okay, let's play a Rufus featuring Chaka Khan number. This is Tell Me Something Good. Tell Me Something Good, Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, 1974. It was written by Stevie Wonder. And Stevie wrote this at a time when he was writing songs and giving them away to outstanding female singers. And he took a song to Chaka Khan and she stunned her bandmates by saying she didn't like the song. So Stevie responded by asking for a star sign and went away and wrote this song for her instead. Mm. Which she loved. And he actually personally coached her through the recording, and she was only 19.
Wow.
I can't believe she was only 19 when she recorded this. Great
voice.
And she
turned around saying, no, I'm not singing that.
Yeah, that was the previous song she didn't like.
Yeah,
she liked this
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So this one she liked. But and also it was Rufus with... and Chaka Khan was in the group, but really you know it as Chaka Khan.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. I think it was one of those things where as she became a bigger star, suddenly the name of the group disappeared from the records.
Yeah, and she was, because I yeah. And guess what?
What?
Chaka Khan is coming to the UK June. And she's performing in Cambridge at Blenheim Palace and Lewes. And you've got some other ones.
Well, I thought she was doing Bury St Edmunds as well, but I can't... you Google it, and she says she's playing Bury St Edmunds, and then you go on her website, and it's not there. So definitely Cambridge, and definitely Lewis, the Love Supreme Festival.
Oh, that'd be good.
July.
That might be worth
and,
going.
Yeah.
July. In July. June. I've got June.
Oh, June in Cambridge, July in Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay. That's good. So one we can look out for. Okay, let's do some shout-outs. We've got a man in his potting sheds listening. John George, Jumpers for Goalposts, about time too. Have a great show, Mrs. Emma Paul. Ken Wiseman, it's been a while. Let's celebrate. And thank you, Ken. He sent me some beautiful, beautiful cards, you know, when I was in Panto and everything. And when I lost my sister, just a beautiful picture of her. Thank you, Ken. Really thoughtful. Chris Dustsettler, glad to hear that. Vicky, it will brighten up Sunday. Steve D, hello, nice to see you back. Christopher Woodnut, hope you have a great day. Looking forward to LOLO on Sunday. Yep. Nigel Fitzmaurice, great news. Welcome back. Peter Clifford, looking forward to the show. Charlie Osbaldistian, can't wait. They've missed me. Thank you. Mr. Us. Rich Nightingale, I'm tuning in. Vicky, Sunday will be exciting again. I'm glad the Panto run was a success. Vicky Garvey, nice to see you back behind the microphone. John Matthews, excellent. Ian Doran, welcome back from your time in Panto. I must admit, Panto was fun. Mm. It was such a good show. We broke box office records. It was so good.
Yeah.
Andrew Bolton will be listening. Peter Cook, I'll be tuning in. Spencer Carter, welcome back. GJ, hooray. Wesley, excellent. Wesley Twitter Noble King, excellent. Mike, see you there. Vernon Watts, I'll be listening. Gordon Baker, welcome back to the airwaves. Councillor Tom McLean, that I'm inspiring. Jeff Morris, I'm changing my name to René Artois. Oh, Jeff. Dave McCartney, awesome, have a great time. And we've got some regulars: Dave Carter, Glyn Marston, Nigel Heath, Claire Champion, Barry and Petra Coase, Alan Pell, Trevor Wallett, Clive Gibson, Luke Doonan, Keith, Dawn Keith and Aston Avery. They came to see me in Panto, bless. Nikki Nicole, Zoe Wainwright, P.E. Dartnell, Martin Hollingsworth, Colin 2401, Brian Fever, Rob Harvey and C.J. Dartnell. Thank you all for listening. And you've got some over there.
Yeah, we've got some regulars as well. Even Lily Bow, The Mariners, Gertjan DeHaan, Tim Turner, Ian Brown, Uriah Heep, Bobby G, Craig Howarth, Small Mead, Numpty, Sarah J, Pete 77, Sarah Kavanagh, Rob Woodhall, David Paul, Paul Sellers, Joe Bailey, Jules Burt, Trudy Alpers, Paul Thomas, Claire Samson, Michael Smith, Kulmo Wee, James Tarrant, Gordon Adam, Kate Horton Walker, ID Piggott, Jaroslav Namicki, David Simonon, David Atkinson, J. Paul Murdoch, Keith Blair, Scott Ross, YI, Hoggo, Emil Egholm, Tracy Murphy, Gilbert 71, Graham Davis, Jenny Beattie, Alan Fox, David Butler, Dr. Sarah Myhill, Professor Les, Michelle Ward, Midsman 52, Terry Reading, and Richard Wall.
Thank you all for listening. You are all fabulous. Should we play Commodore's number?
Okay.
I like this. Brick House.
Please show enough to knock us. back. Ain't holding nothing back now. Shook it down 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 now.
Brick House, Commodores, 1977, written by the Commodores, and Walter Orange and William King, playing it also for Berry Gordy's birthday. He discovered the Commodores while they were still at college. This was a fun fact. I mean, I love that song. I always play that song, don't I? And the Commodores were just had some brilliant songs. But the Commodores chose their name by throwing a dictionary into the air and deciding that wherever it fell open, they would blind pick a word on that
name. Oh, that's risky.
That is risky. But fate was on their side. They could so easily have been the Commodes. And they are touring where?
Britain?
No.
America.
Correct. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Paul Golder. Okay, let's play a family number, shall we? Mm. This is We Are Family, Sister Sledge. That was We Are Family, Sister Sledge, 1979. And I'm playing the next few songs because we did them in the Panto, and this opened Sleeping Beauty with this song. It was the Regent Theatre, Ipswich. We had such a great time. And also in the Panto was Twist and Pulse. They were my henchmen. Mike Squeaky McLean, who was Muddles, his eighth year at the theatre. Jazzy Phoenix was the Princess, who played Nadine in EastEnders. Gavin Ashbury, Queen Camilla, third year at the theatre. AJ Jenks, Prince Sheeran's done lots of different musicals, great voice. And Freya Carletti's Fairy 40 Winks, beautiful voice as well. And everyone was just really... do you know what it is? Everyone was strong in their part. So that's why I think that the Panto did so well. You know, and everyone was like, we got some really good reviews. So that was brilliant.
Yeah, and I came down and saw it as well.
Oh, yes, you did. What did you think?
Yes, good. It
was, who was the best?
Oh, was it Carabos?
You've got to say me. But actually, Twist and Pulse are brilliant, weren't they?
Yeah, they're very good.
All good. Yeah, but they were all good. Jazzy, what a voice. Mm. You know, she's an actress, but what a voice. You know, just brilliant. Brilliant. And brilliant songs. Should we play another one? What's my next one? Baggy Trousers.
Well, let's go for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was in the show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Baggy Trousers.
Couldn't
this
quite work out what that had to do with Sleeping Beauty, but it worked really well.
Yeah, it was madness.
It was madness.
Baggy Trousers, Madness, 1980. It was UK number 3. And this was performed... There was a schoolroom scene. There were Muddles, who's really stupid, has to go to school to learn. So it was a...
Oh, that's
but,
it, yeah.
But it was good, wasn't it? Mm. It was really funny. I mean, they had stupid jokes like, where is Felix Stowe? On Felix's foot. And then what was there? What's the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
Mm.
Dubai doesn't like the Flintstones, but Abu Dhabi do. Stupid, but it was really good. Okay, there was another song that was really, you know, great in the show, and it is a great song, and it's by Queen. This is A Kind of Magic.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be.
It's a kind of magic.
One shot of light that shows the way.
That was A Kind of Magic, Queen, 1986, written by Roger Taylor, and was UK number 3. And this was sung in the panto by Freya Carletis and Gavin Ashbury, who did a brilliant job, both great, great voices. And it was sung in the spinning tower where Princess Aurora pricks her finger.
I remember that, yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do. And it's all my fault. I was positively vile. Lots and lots of boos. I meant they were booing me, not drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Freya's also appeared in numbers of musicals, including The Lion King and Hairspray. So she's, yeah, they were all really, really good performers. And also, So several of the lyrics are referenced throughout the film, the term A Kind of Magic, used to describe the lead character, Connor McLeod's immortality, because this was featured in the film The Highlander.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that film.
That was a good film, yeah.
And it was a really good film. And Freddie Mercury changed the bass line and added instrumental breaks to make the song more chart friendly. Mm-hmm. And it certainly was. But anything Queen did was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a lot of Queen songs in that film, actually. Most of the songs off the album were in that film at some point.
Really?
Yeah. So
I didn't even realise that when I was watching it.
Yeah.
No.
So it wasn't a soundtrack album, but it could have been because they were all in the film. Yeah.
Right.
That's a good film.
And Queen and Adam Lambert will be touring from the 4th of February.
It's got to be America.
No.
Britain.
No.
Dada, Europe.
Japan. Just thought I'd catch you out. Okay, so this was the song that I sang. And I love this song because it always makes me smile. And the kids love it. So this was great. I just changed up the lyrics slightly to suit my character. And this is I Put a Spell on You, Bette Midler. I Put a Spell on You, Bette Midler, 1993, and that was my song, and we opened Act Two, and also Twist and Pulse, who were my henchmen, were doing the dancing and everything with me, and they were so good. Oh my God, all the young ones absolutely adored them, and so talented.
Yeah.
You know, they've won so many awards and things for their dance, which I wasn't aware of, but they... Really, really, you know, you watch their moves and you watch their dances and they were just brilliant and lovely to work with. Really, really lovely guys. When I introduce them, so I say, and these are my henchmen, Scratch and Sniff. And then they have to go, no, Twist and Pulse. Yes, I was fine. But they did. Their real names are Ashley Glazebrook and Glenn Murphy. And just... Wonderful, wonderful dance routines. Well, you saw them. What did you think?
Yeah, it's really good. Actually, it's the first time I'd sort of seen it live. So, yeah, the whole thing was really impressive, really, wasn't it? Yeah.
How long did it since you've been to a panto?
Oh, a few years, yeah, with the kids.
Because
yeah.
You think, yeah, and I think that, you know, you... When you're putting a pant on, you've got 2 weeks, and it's basically a musical. If you were putting a musical on in London or wherever, it would be, like, 2 months.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you're doing it in 2 weeks. So it's, yeah... Hard work, but very worth it. So sending lots of love to Ash and Glenn. They were just brilliant. They used to walk me in to, yeah, as well, looked after me.
Oh.
Know, made sure I was all right.
That's good
boys. Really good boys. Yeah. Okay, so what are we going to play next? I think it's got to be Time Warp. That
okay.
was another one from the show.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely, not for very much longer. Time Warp.
jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hand on your hip.
You bring your knees in tight. Then it's a pelvic thrust. That really drives you insane.
Let's do time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's so dreamy. Fantasy dreamy. So you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension. With voyeuristic intention. Well secluded. I'll see all. With a bit of a mind flip. Ah, you're into the time slip.
To jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hip.
You bring your knees in tight. That is the pelvic thrust. That really drives you insane.
That was Time Warp, the original London cast of the Rocky Horror Show, 1975, written by Richard O'Brien. And that was in the panto. There was most of the cast in that. Mike Squeaky McLean, his eighth panto in Ipswich, has appeared. He's appeared in The Office with Ricky Gervais, played Father Tony in Shameless. And he said in his programme notes that his singing and dancing in the panto would be limited this year as he didn't want to show the rest of the cast off. And then you've got Gavin Ashbury, who was the dame, was brilliant, looked beautiful, was upstaging me. I said, I'm sorry, you look too good. And he's also appeared in musicals around the world, Starlight Express, Joseph, and the amazing colour, Technicolor Dreamcoat. He's been all over the world with those. And in complete contrast, he was once the face of Vicks Vapor Rub in six countries. All right. Okay. So I think this is the last song I'm going to play from the panto, but it was This Is Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give. Underneath my breath, you than anyone I know. She shares my dreams. I hope that someday I'll share her home. I found a love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own.
That was perfect. Ed Sheeran, 2017, was UK number one. And this was performed in Panto by AJ Jenks, and he was playing Prince Sheeran after Ed Sheeran, because Ed was born in... he was brought up in Framling.
Yeah, local boy, comes from Suffolk, and Suffolk, got strong roots. His family come from Framlingham, and one of his early hits was big hits was Castle on the Hill, and which is after Framlingham Castle, which is a massive castle in the town, and even today he's got an association. He sponsors Ipswich Town.
Yeah, oh God, they did well, didn't they? They were doing well when I was down there.
They did really well, yeah, second in the championship.
That's good, really good. Yeah. And but also AJ, he played the guitar, and you saw him. How brilliant!
Yeah,
was he?
Very good. Yeah,
he was
yeah,
really good.
Really sounded good.
Really talented, and he's also appeared as Buddy Holly in two tours of the Buddy Holly story. Barry Gibb in Bill Kenwright's tour. That's good. You've got to have a voice for that. Tour of Saturday Night. Elvis Presley in Million Dollar Quartet, and Peter Tork in The Monkeys Reloaded. He has just really got a fantastic voice. But they all did. It was a bit daunting, actually. All of them were absolutely brilliant. And not a lot of people know this, but Ed Sheeran gives his guitars names.
All right.
They're called Lloyd, Felix, Cyril and Nigel. I quite like that. He sounds quite mad. I quite like him. And I just want to give a shout out, a big thank you to Richie Rich, who's the general manager, and all the backstage and front of house crews at the Sleeping Beauty in Ipswich, the Regent Theatre Ipswich. Wonderful run. And they were all lovely. You know, everyone was nice. That's what I like.
Yeah, I met some of them afterwards, didn't I? Because I hung around afterwards and was chatting with some of
them. They slung us out.
Chatting with some of the cast. They're really lovely people. Very nice.
It was really nice. And, lots of people sent me birthday messages. Manny's Potting Shed, and lots of Christmas messages and birthday messages. So thank you very much, everyone. We've got a few requests here for... I've got Mike Charles wants a Dire Straits. Anthony Blood wants a Willie Nelson. And who else did we have? Ken Wiseman, he wanted an Eric Clapton. So, we'll probably put those on next week.
Yeah.
So thank you for all your lovely messages. Now, we've got to play a Tina Turner, haven't we? So let's play Nutbush City Limits.
A schoolhouse outhouse on highway number 9.
was Nutbush City Limits, Tina Turner. Couldn't start the new year on my first show without having a Tina Turner. And I'm playing, it was written by Tina Turner, it was UK number 4, and I'm playing it for my Louise because she loves Tina Turner. She's She said she wants me to take me to see the show again because it's brilliant. I think she's seen it a few times. And also, Mark Bolan of T-Rex fame played guitar on this track, as he was a fan of Ike's guitar playing and reportedly he had a crush on Tina. I reckon it was more he had a crush on Tina.
I reckon that was it, yeah.
A lot of people had a crush on Tina because she was a...
Superstar?
And birth sign?
Oh, a Sagittarius.
And a superstar, there. Yeah, okay. Okay, let's play a Rolling Stones number. This is Brown Sugar. That was Brown Sugar, the Rolling Stones, 1971, written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, was UK number 2. And I'm also playing it because it was Keith Richards' birthday was on the 18th of December, which means he's a... Let's not get repetitive.
Who knows?
Who knows? But also, on the album, who designed the album?
You know this, don't Andy Warhol.
That's right, yeah. Sticky Fingers album. And it incorporated a real zipper in an image of a pair of jeans on the front, which caused great... problems with shipping the album, but no doubt added great value to the collectors. Okay, have you got this?
I believe I might have that one, yeah.
You've got the one with the zipper. I wish I did. I was a big fan. I don't know whether I got... I must have bought it. Whether I've got it now, I don't know. But not only that, the Rolling Stones have announced that they're touring.
Right.
In 2024. Where are they going?
Where are they touring? I reckon I'm going to... Well... In the past, we said America or Britain or Europe. I reckon they're doing a world tour. Are they doing a world tour?
No.
Not doing a world tour.
No.
Going to be touring America.
Correct. And?
I know they're doing one day in London. They're playing Hyde Park in the summer.
Oh, well. I haven't got that one. But they're going to go to Canada as well.
Oh, right.
Okay. You wouldn't have got that one.
Nah. But I think they are doing one in London anyway.
Oh, they are.
Just the one.
Good.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Fabulous. And he's amazing, isn't he, Mick?
Yeah, still
I'm still
strong.
Doing the same moves.
Incredible,
yeah,
isn't
brilliant,
it?
Absolutely. Mm. And, this is one of my favourites, so I thought I couldn't miss out New Year for this one. This is I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Marvin Gaye. through the grapevine. Marvin Gaye, 1970, was UK number 8. And it was Gaye's first number one hit here and in the USA. And it's one of my favourite songs. I love that song. Mm. Do you love that song?
I do, yeah.
Cool.
Was it posthumous number one?
What do you mean?
Had he just been killed, didn't he?
Was it?
Yeah, I think he's...
God, that was happy.
Oh, no, it was... played happy earlier.
Yeah, oh, my goodness, yeah, you're right. You're up by his dad.
Did he? Yeah, yeah. Well, some family argument, that must have been.
That was a big one. Mm. I mean, you might say you want to shoot them, but you don't actually do it.
Mm.
Right. Okay. The Isley Brothers thought this version seems to have disappeared. What's that? They recorded this in the end, including... Various Motown artists recorded this. The Miracles, Gladys Knight and the Pips and the Temptations. Mm. Didn't the Isley Brothers do it as well?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
they did.
Yeah.
I like Gaye's version
it's
best.
It's not bad, is it?
He's pretty good. Not bad. Should we do someone else who's... He's not bad, this next guy. He's really good.
He's all right,
this
yeah,
is, yeah.
Not bad.
This is Stevie Wonder's Superstition. Superstition, Stevie Wonder, 1972, written by Stevie Wonder. And this is from Stevie's iconic album, Talking Book, and he sold over 100 million records and has 25 Grammys to his credit. That's not bad, is it?
Not bad.
He hasn't done badly, the boy. That is absolutely brilliant. I love all his songs. I don't think he's had a bad song.
No. I'll think of one.
All right, then.
We'll play it next week.
Okay. But that's it, isn't it? That is come it, to the yeah. end. That's it for this week. You've been listening to Vix Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Paul Golder. Thanks for twiddling the flashing knobs, Paul Golder.
It's good to be back, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been fun. And to Nikki for helping with the research, and all you fabulous people for listening. Next up is Claire Javot and Natalie Bayes with the Arts Programme, which is fabulous, so keep tuned to that. And I'm leaving you this week with another song from the Panto. This is a lovely song, and I thought, as it was New Year and everything, I think this is a nice song to go out on. And this is The Power of Love, sung here by Huey Lewis and the News.
Of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellon Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.